It's time to rethink, renew, and reimagine retirement. Welcome to Retire Repurposed. This podcast is dedicated to help people transition into fulfilling and purposeful retirements. Retirement is a big life change. In fact, the two most dangerous years of a person's life are the year they were born and the year they retire. We believe that retirement is not the end, rather the beginning of what could be the most impactful season of a person's life. So don't retire, become repurposed. Well, I'm your host, Jared Sebesta. I'm the co-founder of Retire Repurposed alongside Ben Tejas. Thank you so much for joining us today. Maybe you're listening to us on the radio. Maybe you found us online. If you would just take a moment, go to iTunes, find our podcast, and click subscribe. And better yet, leave us a quick positive rating and review. If you just take a moment and do that, we would appreciate that so much. Now, this podcast, it is all about retirement, but it's not about the financial side. It's about the non-financial parts of retirement, which many times can be even more challenging than the financial. Few people are able to just flip the switch from working a career, having an identity for 30 or maybe 40 plus years, and then retiring on a Friday and transitioning into this brand new life on Saturday without methodical steps into living what we call a repurposed retirement. If you want more for your life and your retirement, then you have come to the right place. Well, in this episode, we continue our series on retirement lies. You know, many people unknowingly believe these untruths about themselves, their life, and their retirement. In today's society, it's hard to argue there's not a bigger lie regarding retirement than this one. Retirement will make you happy. In this podcast, we give pre-retirees ways to break away from a destination mentality that says you can finally begin living someday once you stop working. Enjoy this episode. All right, Ben, we are continuing this series on retirement lies. And before we get started with our show here today, I think we should just do a little recap. We started this series last week with the lie, you have to retire. And again, I encourage people who haven't listened to that episode, go back and listen to it. It's a really, really good one. But I think we had to start there. That was really kind of the foundation of this entire series that we're going to do in the weeks ahead.
Yeah, I think that's probably the biggest lie clients are being told. You know, we meet with them on our financial side of the business. It's like, well, you know, there's a certain age out there and I have to retire. And that's more than anything, you know, when society says and when your financial person says you can retire or should retire, like we learned last time when I talked to this gentleman named Jim, of course, his real name wasn't Jim. When I talked to him about, yes, you're ready to retire. You can retire. It was strictly based on the numbers. It wasn't based on the person, right? And I told him that he was ready and he wasn't. And I think society tells people that, you know, this whole idea that advertisers tell us that, you know, the truth is you don't have to retire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, again, go back and listen to that episode. Bottom line, I think society can put you in a box. And lots of times when we put ourselves in a box, I mean, there's confines to that box that say certain things and you've got to follow those rules. And again, we were really pleading with folks last episode that you don't have to do that. And also to consider that, you know, is it possible that your retirement is actually now the time of greatest impact? That this is now not the time where it ends, where it actually begins. So if you missed that episode, find our podcast on iTunes. By the way, if you are not subscribed on iTunes, you got to do that. But go out back and listen to those episodes because they're really good.
Yeah, and I think part of, you know, any lie, Jared, is there's a truth. Mm-hmm. You know, and we look at last week's show. You know, the truth is you don't have to retire. You don't have to try to, you know, fit yourself into what society's telling you you have to do. And you might just, like you said, you might have to remember that the biggest impactful time of your life, God's probably calling you to do more than ever right now.
Is right now, yeah. And that's a huge one. And again, that pretty much goes back and kind of defines what repurpose is all about. So this was a massive lie that we had to tackle last week. Now, on this week's show, we're going to tackle the lie that retirement will make you happy. And again, it's hard to really rank these as to which one is more prevalent, but if I had to rank these, this is right at the top of the list too, that there's a thing out there and it's down the road and this is the thing where your life is finally going to come together.
Yeah, for sure, Jared. And in fact, if you remember from when we originally wrote the book Repurposed, one of the chapters was actually called Guaranteed Unhappiness. That was something I wanted to make a chapter. It was basically, you know, you will not be happy in retirement. It's almost a way to guarantee yourself that you won't be if you retire the way that society would have you think it's all about you. It's all about this destination coming down the road. Someday I'll be happy when. Yep. And I think this lie, Like, I can't wait for this show to talk more about this, because this is something we're seeing every single day mm-hmm. with people that we talk to around the idea of retirement.
So we're going to really spend the show diving into this lie and how to break that. And the first point we have, you just kind of mentioned it here, we've got to break this destination mentality. Talk more about that.
Well, I think any time that we look at life in a way that someday things will get better. And this doesn't matter, Jared, if you're living our age group, if you're a kid, if you are nearing retirement, when we start to live in this someday feeling, like, I know that my life will be better when this happens.
Yeah, fill in the blank.
Yeah. And everybody's got their thing, yeah. right? It might be something small. It might be, you know, for a kid in high school, it's when I get this exam done, or when I get this test taken, or once I have this out of the way, then I will be happy. Mm-hmm. Then I will be able to get back to living my life. And I think anytime we do that, right, we kind of forget that we need to be living right now. Mm-hmm. We can't look at the someday that's going to happen and think that, you know, that's the thing, to be everything,
right?
It'll be totally happy from when that happens.
Right. Well, again, if you put anything up on this pedestal that really isn't rooted in absolute truth, it's going to let you down. And as we've been dispelling on the podcast for a while, this idea of retirement, I would say it's probably not rooted in 100% truth. So when you're going to put your thing, whatever that fill in the blank is for you, retirement, boy, you are really, you know, setting yourself up to what could be a massive, massive pitfall.
Yeah, I think anytime we set something and expect it to fulfill us, mm-hmm. And it's not the right thing,
right,
again,
exactly.
we know where we can be fulfilled, and we're, yep. we're going to continue to cover that. But when we set something on a pedestal that we think will complete us, will make us, that can even be your spouse, Jared. Yep. I mean, really, it can be anything. You know, I go back to... You know, I think in my life, I certainly had that moment. And if you've listened to our stuff, you've heard this story before. But I had this this little dirt bike back when I was a kid, and you know, I loved this little motorcycle, and it worked great. And I kind of felt this feeling of discontent when several of my buddies mm-hmm. ended up getting their own much faster, newer dirt bike. So mine had a big dent in it. It didn't run great. Theirs was much better, and I had this feeling that if I had what they had, okay, if I could just get that. So I'll, you know, I'm trying to save, I'm trying to get what they had. And what happened is I walk into that showroom, I'll never forget it, to looking at a brand new dirt bike, and I see it sitting there. And if you've ever been to a showroom, like a new car showroom, you know what I'm talking about. The smells are great. I mean, everything's brand new. Everything is, you know, all even the, just the brochures around the room make you think that this is something I need and I will be much happier when I have it. Mm-hmm. And what happened to me is, long story short, I end up getting this brand new dirt bike. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it taught me a lot about debt, taught me about all this stuff. But one of the lessons I took from that moment was when I walked into that showroom, and I got this brand new shiny dirt bike, and I took it home. Immediately, I realized it did not fulfill me. Mm-hmm. It in fact did the exact opposite. Once I had it, I started second guessing it, and it wasn't quite what I thought it would be.
Yeah.
I had blown it up into this thing that was going to be so much better
yeah.
than what it actually was. And I think retirees today can see that happen.
100%.
Anytime we look at this showroom idea of, like, it's going to fulfill us, it's going to be, it's this, like you said, this destination thing. I think that's when we really run into trouble with a new retiree.
And I think anybody listening to this that's a guy, you know exactly, you're connecting with Ben's story, because we've all done this. It's always been a thing, whether it's a Harley Davidson or a boat or a dirt bike or whatever it is. You get this thing and you search it relentlessly on Google and you read all the reviews and then you get it and it's awesome. And then there's this letdown, and that is just so parallels perhaps what a retiree goes through.
Yeah. Have you ever had one of those? I mean, what's a thing?
Yeah.
What's a thing, Jared? What's something that let you down that you have?
My wife tends to listen to this occasionally, so I feel bad admitting this on the air. But
okay.
The one thing I can think about, and I probably have mentioned on the show before, was a drum set. Ever since I was a kid, I loved music when I was a kid, and I always saw these bands that had these white pearl drum sets. And so I remember just wanting one, and I sold it really well that this drum set was for my kids.
Oh, kids, or maybe a praise and worship band or something?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that's what it was for. And so I somehow convinced my wife to get this, and we did it. And, you know, and it's cool, and it's a lot of fun, but it's wood and plastic. You know what I'm saying? And it's fun, and we play it, and my son and I kind of get into it, but there is a letdown. But if you look back to all the time I put into just you know, laboring over this thing. You know, the what I got out of it really is kind of laughable.
At the end of the day, yeah. It lets you down. There was 100%. A showroom effect. I mean, you didn't pick it out of a showroom or anything, but
yeah, it kind of did. You go to Guitar Center; it's pretty awesome. Yeah. It's sitting in there.
I didn't even know they had guitar like this.
They have drums in Guitar Center.
Okay,
as well,
so yeah. You walked in at the same thing. Yeah. It's like, this is what I got to have.
Right.
This is going to make me whole. Yeah. And it lets you down. Mm-hmm. And what we're saying is, this is exactly what many people feel like when they get to that, you know, if it's any destination has that potential, mm-hmm. right? If you blow something up, I mean, I've seen people have that with vacations,
sure.
right? It's like, I look so forward to this, and they can be amazing,
right?
And they can be really, really great times. But if you overemphasize like the actual destination
right.
as being that's once we arrive, that's when you get into trouble. Mm-hmm. And that's when we put too much emphasis on a destination and not too much just on the trip to get there.
Yeah. Or the journey. I mean, you could correlate this with marriage. You know, you spend so much time and effort laboring over that day, but you don't see the next day after that. It's just about that moment. And so again, you could fill in the blanks a hundred different ways on this one. We also talk about how you can almost deal with this fear of missing out, especially for pre-retirees where they see their friends that are retiring and kind of living the dream, so to speak. That hurts. And just look back to the advertising that we talked about last week. You know, it's no wonder people have, I mean, I'm not certainly blaming people for having this mentality because it's sold so hard and we can see it in other people. And that kind of plays in the psyche of a pre-retiree.
Well, it does. And you see what somebody else has and you want it, right? You see what they're doing and it must be good.
That good, yeah.
It must be that amazing because they seem happy.
Right.
I go back to stories in my life that shape me to who I am, and I'll never forget that drive with my dad's old pickup truck. Mm-hmm. You know, it was an old 1970s Ford F-150, orange, cream, ugly machine, rusted out floor. I could look down, Jared, I could see the stones like beneath us as we're driving down the gravel road. And you look at the guy pulling up by you in the stoplight, and he's driving that brand new Chevy, you know, and it's beautiful, it's shiny, and Dad looks at us, and we're like looking at him like, look at this guy, he's got it put together.
Right.
And Dad says, hey guys, you know, I did four boys in my family. Boys, I just want to remember, I want you guys to always remember this, the smile on his face is no bigger than the smile on yours.
Right.
But what I took from that day is he was right. He was 100% right because I didn't know that guy's story. That guy could have been drowning in debt to make the payments on the truck. He could have been
having a horrible marriage.
Exactly. You don't know. Yeah. And here we are, happy as can be in this pickup truck. What matters is what we're doing at that moment and how we feel about that vehicle. And we felt great. I think one of the lies that the world sees is that, and I think it relates to retiree, in that, you know, once we get it, we're happy. Comes back to a pattern. There's a pattern that we walk through life and we get stuck in a pattern of when we get it, we're going to be happy. When we get what he has or she has, then we're going to be happy. And then we get it and then we want more. That's another thing I want you to remember is when we get it, we want more. When we get it, we want more. So once you retire, what's the next thing, Jared? You know, even if it was what you thought it would be, what's next? Mm-hmm. And, you know, I look back to one of my favorite verses, Romans 12:2, says, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. Mm-hmm. So you ask yourself, what's the pattern? What's the pattern you struggle with? The pattern I've struggled with is that exact one I just mm-hmm. talked about. It's what society tells me is going to make me happy. And it's when I got that dirt bike way back when. It's when, you know, I got this whatever it is, you know, my Harley back in the day, whenever I got this. But there's always something else that you're trying to search for. There's nothing lasting until we actually look to God's word. Mm. And that's exactly where we need to go. But I think retirees, when we look at that fulfilling destination mentality, and we start thinking other people got it together because they're retired, I think that's when we start to really see the problems with a new retiree.
Yeah. Well, again, the patterns of this world, what is the pattern? The pattern is you go to school, you go to college, you get a degree, you start working, you build wealth, and you just count down the days till you turn 65 and you retire, and then you can finally be happy. That's really the, I mean, you probably wouldn't say it that abruptly or maybe that harshly, but that's kind of the patterns of this world, and it's exactly the lie we're trying to dispel on this podcast.
Yeah, and we're in the retirement planning business, right, you know. But right. here's the beauty, and we're going to cover some truths here in a little bit. It can be better. You mm-hmm. don't have to, like I said, do not conform to that pattern, oh. right? Right. God's word says not to, and I think there's ways around that where we can live here and we can enjoy things even more, mm-hmm. and retirement can be so much better than even most Americans. Yeah. What they're seeing right now in their retirement.
We lots of times like to kind of identify certain retirees. There's one we've talked about specifically on the podcast before. I'll bring it up again. We call them the white knuckler. Those are the pre-retirees who just can't wait. And they may be buying this lie that I'm unhappy working and I just cannot wait. I'm counting down the moments until I can retire next, you know, March 24th at 4 p.m. That's when I retire. You know, let's talk about that person for a second. Those people, they cannot wait to retire. They're going to have a very black and white retirement experience. We talked about that in the show before, where it's like, I'm working, 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 and then bam, there's a defined moment, and then I retire. But talk about what happens to those people kind of after that initial impact of retirement.
Well, I think, Jared, they realize there was a lie told to them. I think,
but they probably like it right away. I'd have to assume
early on. Yeah.
Right.
And I think, it takes a while for things to let us down. I believe that too. I believe that, you know, even like that dirt bike I talked about, I loved that thing for a little while. And then the reality of paying it off set in. Mm-hmm. And then I had my first little crash with it when I put another scratch in my thing, you know? Yeah. So it takes some time, mm-hmm. but I think for a white knuckler, you can relate to that. There's people that are listening right now that are like, I was expecting it to be more. I was expecting retirement to fulfill me. I was expecting it because I was one of those people that was counting down the days, like you call them a white knuckler. I look at, and I have this. I've talked to many retirees who say, they come in and they're like, yep, 74 days. Yep, 120 days.
Right.
Yep, I'm less than a year, 3 months, whatever it is. That happens. And I think there's nothing wrong with like looking forward to something. I think everybody should have something to look forward to. But when they are looking forward to something that's going to then complete them, and then they can stop working and stop adding value to society is really right. when the trouble comes, yeah. right? So why are you looking forward to retirement? That's really the question we have to mm-hmm. get after for that person is when you move towards this mentality of destination and that's what I'm looking forward to. It's, am I looking forward to not working right. and doing nothing?
Yeah.
Or am I looking forward to the next thing I'm going to do?
Yeah. That's how a big shift.
How am I going to impact my kids, my grandkids? How am I going to impact the society around me, my small community?
Yeah.
What am I going to be doing to add value? And if you get to this, like, oh, now my work life is done. I start my retirement life and it's black and white and it's just flip the switch. Yeah. I think it's a dangerous thing to do.
It's your life just without working now 40 hours a week. And that's very dangerous.
It is. Yeah. I think, you know, we've talked about so many times about how important work is. I believe that, you know, I'm not a fan of even unemployment stuff. I mean, you talk about things that steal from people's joy in life,
yeah.
not being able to create, not mm-hmm. being able to really make a difference and change somebody else's life.
Yeah.
So I think a retiree, if they're not careful mm-hmm. and they're falling into that trap, that really is one of our biggest concerns.
So breaking this idea of having a destination mentality is huge. Another point I think is really important is understanding that changing an external circumstance doesn't really change our heart or our internals. Ben, you've told me so many times, and we've said it on the podcast, you know, if you're not happy, if you're not joyful before retirement, there's nothing that retirement's going to do that's going to bring you joy. That's a very sobering statement, but I think it's true.
Well, I think any life change you're going through. I mean, if you're not, content with where you are today, don't think that a simple switch like is going to just change everything, right? I believe that people that come into retirement thinking that's going to fulfill them, and I'm unhappy today. I hate my life. Isn't good.
Right.
Work is this and that. And my job and I feel for those people because they're all over.
Yep.
But don't think right. that the answer will be. Maybe the answer is not switching your job. Maybe the answer is not even retiring. I would argue that the answer is far deeper than that. And yep. it's not going to be you know, you're the inside, how you feel, right? Yep. And where you're finding your purpose, where you're finding your joy can't come from your, I'm going to say it can't come from your job. It shouldn't be coming from your spouse. It really shouldn't. Those things are not designed to make us happy, to fulfill us. Mm-hmm. Now, do they add purpose in our life? Are they important things to have? Yeah, absolutely. But if we're looking for them, you know, work is what's causing me not to be happy. Therefore, if I remove work, I will be happy.
Yeah, that's a danger. It's a slippery slope.
That equation doesn't work.
Right.
It just doesn't. So we have to remember, retirement can't start to look like an idol.
Right.
It just can't look like the thing that once we get work gone, now I'm happy.
Yeah. Well, my wife has told me a number of times where I've gone through a season where I'm unhappy and I'm identifying the thing that's the problem. And she'll say, how about we work on you? You know what? I hate when she says that.
Well,
it's totally true. It's the same concept.
It is so true. Yeah. And you know, I've had it, like, I got to get out of my own way sometimes. You know, I've had it personally where I get stuck in a rut and I'm like, I got to get this done. And before I'm happy, I'm like, enjoy where you're at today, Ben. Right. You got two girls that are, 16 now and 14. I mean, these kids are growing up so fast.
Yeah.
And don't think, you know, when I have more time for this, this, and that down the road.
Yeah.
You've got to be capitalizing on your life right now. Yeah, the journey, you know, don't look, like we talked about earlier, the journey, the actual trip can be better than the destination.
That's right.
And many times it is.
Yeah. We've got about 3 minutes left here. Let's start turning the corner here. How do people break through this lie? And so how do people actually become happy? You talk a lot about contentment. Let's roll on that point for a little bit.
Yeah, we have to. 1 Timothy 6:6, I mean, talks about godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into the world. We can take nothing out of it. But if we have food and clothing, we will be content with that. I love the idea of contentment, right? I mean, if you want to find peace, if you can hone in on not finding short-term pleasure from things, right? And you can find real contentment in life, that's the antidote, right, to advertising. That's the antidote to what society is selling you. That is how you break the power of that feeling that I don't have enough.
Mm-hmm.
It's by slowly but surely realizing the positives, having gratitude, Jared, is such a powerful thing. And I think too many people forget that piece. They forget gratitude and really appreciating what they have right now.
Yep.
And if you can break that, I think you're going to find this true joy, this lasting contentment is exactly that's the truth.
Yeah. Well, I'm being facetious here. Notice this Bible verse doesn't say godliness combined with, you know, a home in Arizona will bring you great gain and joy. And it doesn't say that. Of course, it doesn't say that. And I'm being, you know, again, facetious here. But isn't it kind of a conundrum where you see, and we've seen this in our firm with a lot of our clients, some people who maybe don't have a lot, but are super connected into like God's calling and all these different like greater things, they're the ones that are the most joyful. Yep. There is no correlation. Maybe just speak on this for just a second because we're running out of time, but there's no correlation with somebody's retirement fund and their joy. Would you be able to speak on that for a second?
100% agree. You know, I think there's a base level of income that's important. And I would never tell somebody that, well, you don't need to save, you don't need to plan, you don't need to have some income there.
Right.
But I think many times wealth actually creates more unhappiness than does happiness.
Wow.
Now, I can say some of the happiest and most content people I know are some of the wealthiest.
Right.
I can say that some of the happiest and most content people I know are some of the people that don't have gobs and gobs of money as well.
Right.
I do not see a correlation there.
Mm-hmm.
What I absolutely see, and that's a truth we have to take away today, the joy, the true lasting joy that connects both of those people, those that have and those that have not, is serving others. It's really honing in a cause greater than themselves. And then absolutely following God's call on their life, digging in and figuring out, where should I be? You know, where does God want me to be right now? And it's not easy, but if you can find those things, that's what those people have in common. And that's the way that you kind of break this cycle, this pattern, and you can find that lasting joy.
Well, thank you so much for listening to this episode of Retire Repurposed. To sign up for retirement tips and to check out the newly launched Repurpose University, go to retirerepurposed.com. Until next time, I'm Jared Sebesta. Remember, don't retire, become repurposed. We'll see you then.
Hi, I'm Lori LeBay, and I wanted to tell you about Alzheimer's Speaks, which is another great podcast. You see, my own mother lived with dementia for 30 years, and I felt lost. Did you know every 3 seconds, someone in the world is being diagnosed with dementia? Odds are it's going to hit your families too. We want to help you connect to services, products, tools, research, and stories so you can be prepared. Please subscribe to Alzheimer's Speaks on your favorite podcast platform.